The Reserve Bank is going ahead with a plan to make banks hold significantly more capital to back their loans. The decision is estimated to cost the banks $20 billion and expected to increase lending rates. But the Reserve Bank is adamant that the move is needed to make the country's financial system stronger and safer in the event of a major crisis. Business reporter Madison Reedy has the details.
The Reserve Bank was always determined to make the banking sector, especially the dominant Big Four Australian-owned banks, have more of their own money backing their businesses. At the moment, banks must hold at least $10.50 for every $100 they have in loans. For the big banks, that will rise to a minimum of $18, and the smaller banks, $16. The Reserve Bank Governor, Adrian Orr, says this will make New Zealand's banking system safer and more resilient to withstand another financial crisis.
Our decisions to raise bank capital requirements are about making the banking system safer for all New Zealanders. It's well known that bank crises cause significant economic harm that have long-lasting consequences. They also cause very distressful situations for both physical and mental health through financial ruin.
The Reserve Bank has made some concessions. The banks will be able to use a broader mix of financial instruments to make up that capital, and they'll have 7 years to make the changes from the original five. Mr. Orr has long maintained the banks can pay for this by keeping more of their profits in New Zealand by paying less to their Australian shareholders. But the banks responded with threats of credit restrictions for riskier borrowers, such as farmers and small businesses, increased interest rates on loans or cutting deposit rates, and possible cutbacks on operations. The chief executive of the Bankers Association, Roger Beaumont, says the banks are pleased there's now clarity, but maintains there will be a cost to customers.
Oh, look, I think you'd need to take that up with the specific banks that have made those claims. But, I think this is a significant change to the capital ratio requirements of New Zealand's banks, but there will inevitably be some flow-on economic and business and customer costs to these changes.
Farmers are worried that they'll be the hardest hit by the capital change, as banks are already cutting their lending to the risky agricultural sector. Federated Farmers President Andrew Hoggard says the banks shouldn't lump the extra costs on farmers.
It's not like the banks are going broke. They're all collecting, making quite healthy profits, paying pretty good dividends to their shareholders. We think they should be able to absorb, these are costs of doing business, and we'd expect them to be able to absorb some of these costs.
Former Reserve Bank senior official Michael Riddell says such changes were never needed in the first place.
Now, we've got a banking system that's been robust over 100 years without a financial crisis, with materially lower capital ratios than what the Reserve Bank's proposing. We came through the so-called global financial crisis barely scathed. Loan losses picked up, but the banks were well able to manage that. And, from what I've seen of what the banks published today, they still haven't published, good, strong, robust engagement with points like that.
But the Governor, Adrian Orr, wants to make it clear to consumers and lenders that this is for the best.
Their banks will be safer through time. The banks will be able to absorb more downtimes than ever before, and that it's a more competitive banking system.
The Reserve Bank will check up on the bank's capital moves annually for the next 7 years to ensure they're doing what they're told. For Checkpoint, I'm Madison Reedy.